You see, this was something that they had all the rope they needed to tie their horses. Don't forget that rope was so... You needed rope. And to buy rope with Douglas, you had to have cash money. Like, Grandpa had a big farm.
Okay.
A big farm. Mm-hmm. He had about 80 acres under cultivation. And he usually had 12 or 14 milk cows. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you had 12 or 14 calves, or maybe you were fortunate and had twin calves, okay? And then you had, for the horses, there was usually 6 horses on the farm. Mm-hmm. And you needed halter shanks, and then you needed the big ropes that for the hay fork. And you needed all the little short ropes you use for slings, where they brought the grain in, and okay?
All right, sure.
And, you know, you had miles of rope. I could take you back to a story that was told many times by my grandmother. She was sent when she was 6 years old to Arran Prior to be with the McLaughlin Millionaires. And she spent several years in South America with the McLaughlins. And she talked about a place there where they cured TB. Because when I grew up, TB was still, they started testing the schools in 1938. A lot of people had TB here in this area, and especially French Canadians and Indians, okay? And I can remember now grandmother talking about where they lived in South America. There was some kind of a religious home run by priests. And one of the things that they did, that they used, was the hemp seed. And that was like fermented into a milk. Well, it was put in like almost like into a vacuum. She said sealed off until the water put in, and then you had to drink this milk, okay? But it was so strong that you had to suck it with a straw. Then the pulp of that was taken out, that was dried like a cereal, and you ate that for bulk, and that cured TB. And I can remember because Henry Getz, 1939, he was a school teacher. He was first cousin of my dad's, and he was diagnosed with TB. And I can remember Grandma talking to my dad about it. If they could get this cure, Henry wouldn't have to go to a sanitarium for a couple of years. And my grandmother talked about that all the time.